It's Weekend Edition Sunday on WVTF. Time for a visit from our veggie chef. She's got a new haircut and has been getting some interesting emails from listeners to the Veggie Chef segment. And aside from just reading them and being gratified, Andrea Mattioni-Willis, the aforementioned veggie chef, takes all this to heart and proves it today by responding to somebody who wanted something I think is a little unusual, a dairy-free bisque.
Well, they actually requested more dairy-free or vegan recipes.
In general. Okay.
And they also sometimes, people will email me and ask for gluten-free and dairy-free.
Mm-hmm.
And this one in particular can be both. If you get one ingredient, the vegan Worcestershire, and a gluten-free product. Otherwise, it's just vegan or dairy-free.
But still, this is a significant...
it took a lot of work.
...item and so tell us all about it, please.
Well, technically, a bisque is a thick cream soup made with meat or seafood. It can also be cream and pureed vegetables. So the soup is not technically a bisque, but I won't tell if you guys won't. And that's, I'm still going to refer to it as a bisque.
It's on the radio, Andrea.
No need to write any of this down. It'll be on WVTF.org and on WVTF's Facebook page. And as a matter of fact, you will need to visit one of those for the specifics on this recipe.
Oh, you're not giving us specifics, huh?
I'm not. I'm not giving you measurements, just ingredients and general directions.
Okay, let's get to it.
Well, right now I can tell you, you will need the following to make the vegan mushroom bisque. You're going to need olive oil, shallots, garlic, white or button mushrooms, agave nectar, cayenne pepper, fresh rosemary, vegetable broth, and the vegan Worcestershire sauce I mentioned before. Regular has fish products in it. Vegan versions don't. And additionally, if you use a gluten-free version of this product, like Wizard's brand, gluten-free vegan Worcestershire sauce, this recipe will be gluten-free in addition to being dairy-free.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to do a little work on that one. And then you also need ground mustard, salt to taste, especially if you're using a low-sodium broth. You might find you need that. And then, of course, for the cream part, you're going to need vegan cream cheese. I use the one by the brand Follow Your Heart. Tofutti also makes one, but it's not quite as good in my opinion. And then once you get all of this together, you're going to get a large saucepan and heat your olive oil and add the shallots and garlic and saute. Then you're going to add your mushrooms and all the other ingredients except for the cream cheese. You're going to simmer for 20 minutes, add the cream cheese, and mix well. And then here's the part where you're going to remove the soup from the heat, carefully transfer to either a blender or food processor, and just run it in batches to make a puree. Now, this recipe makes 4 1-cup servings. I had one serving while my husband had the other 3. So this has been husband tested and approved. If anybody has any questions about this recipe or questions for me in general or requests, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great week.
You said Worcestershire sauce 4 or 5 times.
Improperly.
Yeah, I'm... I'm in awe.
That was also the result of a listener email.
That's right, it was.
It was a pronunciation guide. Thank you.